It's a nice spring afternoon across eastern New York and western New England. Certainly, most would argue a big improvement over yesterday's cool, raw, and damp weather. We see a mix of sunshine and clouds. It's a little bit cloudier across the far south, and also some clouds have bubbled up over the higher terrain. Temperatures today are up into the low 70s in many spots, which is still a little bit below average for this time of year, but not the 20-plus degrees off the mark that we saw here yesterday. A little bubble of high pressure is building across the Great Lakes. That will keep the weather quiet through tonight. Under mainly clear skies, temperatures will be on the cool side, down into the 40s and low 50s across much of the area, so around 50 or so in most of our more populated centers, with some 40s in the outlying areas. Some areas of fog are likely to form later tonight into tomorrow morning. And that area of high pressure will keep things mainly quiet moving into the day tomorrow. Once the morning fog burns off, we'll have sunshine through the first part of the day, and then some clouds will bubble up moving through the second half of the day. And it's possible that a shower or thunderstorm develops, especially north and west of the Albany area, by tomorrow afternoon. It's going to be a warmer day tomorrow as temperatures come up well into the 70s. A few spots could make a run at the 80-degree mark. And then for tomorrow night and Friday, a storm will work its way southeast of New England. I talked about this yesterday, and there was some concern the storm could come far enough north to bring rain to the area. Now, the storm itself looks to stay far enough south that the bulk of the rain will miss. However, there's another little wrinkle here for Friday, as some upper-level energy that's helping to push the storm out to sea comes through our area overhead, and that's likely to trigger a round of scattered showers and maybe a few rumbles of thunder on Friday. So while it looks like on Friday we'll miss out on the steady, heavy-type rain, there's certainly potential at times through the day on Friday that you'll need that umbrella. Temperatures on Friday should be up into the 70s under those mainly cloudy and occasionally damp skies. Heading into the weekend on Saturday, we'll see those numbers bounce back into the 70s to near 80 degrees. There is the chance of a pop-up thunderstorm on Saturday as some warmer air really pushes in. And by Sunday, we're going to flip that switch to summer-like weather as many spots make a run at the 90-degree mark. And now here's my latest regional forecast. First, for the North Country, the Adirondacks, all of Vermont, the Southern Champlain Valley, including Plattsburgh and Burlington, and the Lake George Saratoga region, including Glens Falls. For tonight, mostly clear with areas of fog, low in the 40s to lower 50s. Tomorrow, a mix of sun and clouds, chance of an afternoon shower or thunderstorm, with highs in the 70s to near 80. For the Northern Catskills, Mohawk Valley, and Southern Adirondacks, including Utica, Gloversville, and Oneonta. Tonight, mostly clear with areas of fog, low in the 40s to lower 50s. Tomorrow, a mix of sun and clouds, chance of an afternoon shower or storm, warmer, with highs in the 70s to around 80. For the southeastern Catskills, mid and lower Hudson Valley, and interior southern New England, including Middletown, Poughkeepsie, Westchester, Hartford, and Springfield. Tonight, mostly clear with areas of fog, low in the 40s to lower 50s. Tomorrow, a mix of clouds and sun, warmer, with highs in the 70s. For the Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, and the Berkshires. Tonight, mostly clear with areas of fog, low in the 40s to lower 50s. Tomorrow, a blend of sun and clouds, with highs in the 70s to near 80. Region-wide on Friday, mostly cloudy with scattered showers and possibly a thunderstorm, highs in the 70s. And on Saturday, partly sunny, chance of a passing shower or storm, with highs in the 70s to around 80. For WAMC, I'm meteorologist Garrett Argyanis.